During a very cold winter, when I was city editor of the Boston Herald, we were anxious to find and develop weather-related stories. One day, the phone suddenly rang. It was someone who identified himself as an MIT student. He said that so horrific was the cold that a group of students had been able to make snow in a dormitory bathroom by opening the windows to chill the room to zero and turning on the showers to their hottest setting. The resulting steam, mixing with the extreme cold, had produced several inches of snow, he claimed. After I hung up, I asked around the office whether it was possible to create snow using steam and cold. No one seemed to know. But if I recall correctly, someone did point out that ski areas in New England were then experimenting with snowmaking equipment using a fine spray of water at below freezing temperatures. In any event, the story, if true, was too good to miss. I assigned one of my best reporters and a photographer to go to the dormitory. When they got there, they found the shower room floor covered by several inches of seemingly pristine snow. I had sent over an experienced reporter for a reason, of course. Skeptical of all claims, he immediately asked the students to recreate the snowfall. When they gave some unconvincing excuse about conditions not being right, he said they were being less than truthful. With much fun, they had, after all, tricked the city editor and attracted a reporter and photographer to the scene. The students confessed that they had brought in the snow from the outside. The incident never appeared in the paper. In retrospect, it would have made a humorous item to go with the weather coverage. But I suspect I was a bit too embarrassed.